T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm a snake.
There's a drop.
I just saw that video the other day of that guy in the hard hat. I'm a snake.
They did a Where Are They Now, and he was part of it.
Do you remember that weather guy that Channel 5 had for like 5 seconds here? And he was like from Atlanta. And I remember Lake and Bink had him on. I forget what the guy's name was, but it was like he was doing like weird stuff on the yelling on the air and stuff like that. I can't remember what that weatherman's name was at Channel 5 about 10 years ago. Maybe he's even longer than that now. For a hot minute, he was here, and he went back to Atlanta, I think, and there was something with, like, snakes and things. Oh, he was the guy, look up Mac, weather guy who went, snaky, snaky, snaky. See if you can, look up weather guy who went snaky, snaky, snaky on YouTube.
And then immediately clear history.
Yeah, but that's the guy. That was the guy. I can't remember what that guy's name was. Todd or something, I'm sure.
Mike.
Very good chance it's a Mike.
Yeah.
Or a Carl.
Somebody from the 816. Bad Vlad, the best bad ball hitter ever.
Ever. Ever. And there's nobody even a second.
And then Sal Perez.
That's a good point.
From the 816. Yeah. I had Cecil Fielder on my first fantasy baseball team, and now his son has already had a full career. That's old.
That is old, brother. I'm with you on that one. Yeah. Because I remember Cecil Fielder when he came back from Japan and went to the Tigers. And
oh, he was it Big those... Daddy? Was that his?
No, that Big Daddy was...
Wasn't that Cecil Fielder?
No, it was not. It was Big Daddy was that guy who played football, I think. Wasn't it?
I don't know.
I can't remember now, but I remember him launching bombs on Old Tiger Stadium's roof and whatnot, and then he went to the Yankees and ended up there, and then his kid came up, never really lived up to those expectations that we thought Prince Fielder was going to live up to. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think he was good, but I think he underachieved from what the expectations were that I think everybody set forth for them. I think everybody thought Prince Fielder was going to be what Vlad Jr. is right now, and, you know, that's just, you know, that's Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson was the Cincinnati Bengal guy, I think.
Okay. Yeah, because didn't Cecil Fielder, Prince Fielder, yeah, Big Daddy nickname.
Cecil he was Fielder. Cecil was too, but yeah, Dan Wilkinson, who played for the Bengals, was also Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson. I remember that as nice. Well. Yeah, man, look, people can have two nicknames.
Because
right?
What Cecil Fielder, he was at the Home Run Derby in Kansas City, right?
Or Prince Fielder, yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I mean, we all remember two things: Cano getting booed and putting up a goose egg, and Trumbo hitting the top of the Hall of Fame.
Yes, that's right. Whatever happened to that guy too? I mean, that guy was a stud for a hot minute.
He was on that Angels team.
Yeah, Mark Trumbo. Yeah.
So yesterday, Andy Reid spoke to the media because it was their first day of practices and all that sort of thing. Two notable guys didn't practice. Trey Smith, lower back spasms is what Andy Reid had said he's dealing with. And Kareem Hunt has a bone bruise on his knee. Clearly, I think he'll be fine. It's the first day. Then he'll be limited full participant by, what, Sunday? And because he played the rest of the game, I saw him come out. He was getting helped off the field, and he ended up finishing the game per se because obviously they pulled the starters. But also the
he definitely went back in after 100%. That injury. Yeah. Oh, so I'm not worried about Trey either, because they're not really that worried about Trey. It's more of like, you've had back spasms before. You can't control those, right? And so it's just, can you play on Sunday, and we'll see what happens there. But it's not like an injury that everybody's losing their minds over. Like, he's going to have to be on IR or move on from him or something like that. It's one of those, hey, we're just going to have to treat this thing. Everybody's had the back spasms before, and you just can't control them, and you don't know when they're going to flare up on
you. Caliendo, be ready.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Be ready, but they're not concerned about Trey, if that makes sense. Like, it's not a long-term, oh my God, we're going to lose this guy type of injury. It's like, hey, he's got back spasms. We'll figure it out, but we're not concerned.
Like, something tells me if last week's a closer, bigger game, maybe he doesn't
There's
come out.
There's probably a good chance, yeah. Like, he didn't want to go out of the game. He was trying to get back in that thing, you know? And so eventually they sent him away back down to the locker room, because I was watching him on the sidelines once we found out he was out. And I'm watching 65 on the sidelines, not watching the game, because at that point the game didn't matter. And I'm watching him, and he's going through stuff. And then I'm like, I texted Josh, I go, Trey's still on the sidelines. And all of a sudden they took him away, and he was in the locker room. So that's one of those things, like, this guy wanted to get back in the game. So yeah. I think, yeah, it's nothing to be concerned about. It's something to watch, obviously, but I'm not losing sleep, and neither are they, over that Trey Smith injury. We're like, all right, we got to scour the waiver wire or go make a trade or something like that.
The other thing, I don't know if this gives anybody closure on the situation, but this was Andy Reid on the Josh Simmons situation.
Update for you with Josh would just be, you know, there's communication. I'm not going to get into all of it. Everything's positive. It's not a negative situation. So but he's taking care of family.
There it is.
And then he, is it the same thing?
It's been positive. You know, he's just taking care of business. So that's the main thing right here. You start, when you deal with this, that's what you do. And he's been very good about communicating it.
So taking care of business, family, and he's been very communicative throughout the entire process. Mm-hmm. So it goes back to the quote that I take from The Rock. Right now is a need-to-know basis, and that's all you need to know
right
now. He's taking care of stuff. He's away from the team, and he's communicating with Andy, and I'm sure Brett and Mark and those guys as well. Yep. So, again, I would expect no Josh Simmons in this game, mm-hmm. and we'll see what happens when it plays out, but that's the situation that you have.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think that's one of those situations now. Andy kind of addressed it again yesterday. I just think we just kind of, you know, move on, you know, and don't continue to ask and whatnot, because obviously it's a personal matter that they're going to get figured out, and he's doing all the right things. He's in communication with the team. They seem to be fairly, you know, positive about what's going on. Andy kind of said that as well. And so, you know, they'll kind of take it in stride. He's doing all the right things, keeping the team in communication. Like, some of these guys go off the radar. They don't, where's so-and-so? I don't know. There was a guy, Josh Selby, who played at KU 1 year, right? Remember him? Played 1 year at KU, and they lost in the tournament that year. And Josh and I still, to this day, joke about, has Josh Selby returned to Lawrence? Because after they lost in the tournament, nobody could find Josh Selby. Like, he never came back to Lawrence. He wasn't at the end of the year banquet. Nobody ever really saw him again. Mm-hmm. They're like, where's Josh Selby? Like, I don't know. He just didn't come back. And so it's not that case, you know, with Josh Simmons. He's being very communicative. And I think as fans, we should just respect the guy's privacy and the team's privacy on this one and just kind of focus on, you know, everything else.
No doubt. And one thing that we can focus on is, a few weeks back, we heard Andy Reid close out a press conference saying, we need to score more.
Yep.
Since that, 37, 28, 30, and 31. So in the last 4 weeks, since Andy Reid has said we need to score more, they have done that. And one thing that we have, you know, at times given Andy Reid praise for is adapting to the current.
Mm-hmm.
Not that wonderful lady soccer team that plays right there on the riverfront, but to the current times of the NFL. And that is, you know, having Patrick Mahomes come in and be like, you know, let's adapt to him and what he's comfortable with, and let's see if that's like the wave of the future in the NFL. Sometimes the planets align just right. It happened to happen in Kansas City at that time with Patrick Mahomes coming out of Texas Tech, where quarterbacks in the NFL went to die.
Right.
And he was the change in that system, or the anomaly, I guess you could say, in that system. And they adjusted. And then we saw against, what was it, Detroit. They went for it on fourth down four times in the first half. Now, some of you can say that's because of the lack of trust in maybe Harrison Butker, or the fact that Detroit had a 10-minute drive on their first drive, or, you know, the guy across from you is going to say, fourth and whatever, as long as it's on the 40-yard line of ours or closer, we're going to go for it. So maybe there's a little bit of that. But Nate Taylor, who joins us every Thursday, and Jay Binkley also had a fourth down stat we'll get to as well. But Nate Taylor had this to say about the Chiefs on fourth down.
Guys, this is the first time we could actually say that Andy Reid is no longer a conservatist, a traditionalist. He's actually pushing the right buttons when it comes to his offense because of what you said earlier, Bob. Like, okay, right. Harrison Butker's not an automatic guy when you get to 45 yards and out. So you should go for it. You have the most talented quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And the secret sauce, and I wrote about this on ESPN.com, is, man, his role is his role. But no one could argue that Kareem Hunt isn't doing his job when it's third and one, fourth and one, fourth and two. Moving the pile forward, finding the vision to find the cracks or the running lanes in the offensive line. Of course, everybody remembers Patrick's theatrics and his acting ability against the Raiders, but he still has to hand the ball off to Kareem Hunt, and Kareem Hunt gets 3 yards on that play because it's really hard to not only hit him behind the line of scrimmage, but to have him go backwards for negative yards. So once you combine the idea that, like, hey, this is your role, you know, you're not the most you know, this is not like what it was when he was a rookie in 2017. But the way you can help the team win the most is we hand you the ball in short yardage situations, and he has converted on everything but one right now. So the Chiefs lead the league in terms of fourth down success rate based on the amount of attempts they've actually put together.
So no Hunt or no punt with Hunt is kind of the strategy there, because like they said, he's gone for it with Kareem Hunt in short yardage situation all but one time. Mm-hmm. That's enough for me to know that that's what they're going to do in short yardage situation. When they brought Kareem Hunt back, and we brought this up, where they're bringing the same running back class back, obviously Pacheco was going to be there no matter what. Mm-hmm. You kind of knew this was the role. And that's also kind of nice to see that when you look at what Kareem Hunt went through and did all that stuff, he's just had to be a part of it, and he knows what his part is, and there's no, you know, situation there. I also believe that when you look at this offense from a firepower situation where we say, who's going to get the ball? Imagine that on fourth and short, right? Like Mahomes can do that play they did in the Super Bowl where he runs out and Travis Kelce goes forward, and either you're taking 87 or you're taking 15, and whichever one you don't take, that person's going to get the first down. Mm-hmm. You've got Hollywood, Xavier, Rashee Rice. You got Noah Gray as well that could run little curl outs, little quick outs there. And Andy is seeing what he has, knowing the name of the game today, and knowing that as long as you keep 15 with the ball in his hand, the chances and the statistics prove that the chances of you winning that game are highly, highly more on your side when you do that. And you actually love to see it with Andy Reid going for more aggressiveness.
I love it. And I'll take it one step further, Dusty. I think once you get past the 50, it's four down territory. And that's the way you need to operate now in the NFL as an offensive mind. You need to go in first down. It's first of four now once we get past the 50. It's no longer, first of three downs and then we're going to punt on fourth down. Or even think about kicking a field goal at this point in time, on fourth down. Kickers are so good now. 3 points, it really doesn't make that much of a difference anymore. You've got to get sevens now, in this league, because if you give everybody the opportunity to kick a short field goal, they're going to take advantage of it. So I think once you get past the 50 now, and I'm talking from a Chiefs perspective, I'm not talking from some of these other, limp organizations that don't have a real quarterback and a real offense. But once the Chiefs get to the 50-yard line, it is first down and 10 of four. And that's the way that they need to approach it, right? And it makes it easier that way, I think, from an offensive standpoint and a play calling standpoint. When you've got four plays to pick up 10 yards and not three plays to pick up 10 yards, you've got four opportunities to do that, because you got a defense now that stops people too. It's not like you're putting a defense out there like it's 2019, 2018 all over again, and they're giving up 55 points to the LA Rams. You got a defense out there that stops dudes. They've given up 17 points in the last eight quarters. I don't care who their opponent is, right? Andy Reid's never shut anybody out until last Sunday. It's hard to do in this league. So you've got a defense that can play and an offense that can score from anywhere on the field. Once you get to that 50-yard line, man, it's four down territory, in my opinion.
And kind of support that, because you have a top five defense and a top five offense.
Yeah.
And you don't have those without both of these numbers. Your offense stays on the field longer. You convert on fourth down, more opportunity to score. You're going to be up there in the ranks. Defense from Jay Binkley, teams are only 4-14 against the Chiefs on fourth down in 2025. That's a 28.6% rating.
That's their defensive numbers.
That's the defense numbers. And then on the other side, you can look at it from 20. He's got it from 22 to 24. In 2022, teams were 20 of 35. That's 57.1%. Now, again, this is 7 weeks of stats opposed to a full season. 2023, teams were 13 of 28, 46%. And 2024, last year, teams were 13 of 23 for a 52.2%. So far this year, teams are 4 of 14 on fourth down against the Chiefs in 2025 for a 28.6%. So teams that go for it aren't getting it. The Chiefs, who are going for it on fourth down, lead the league in fourth down conversion. That's a hell of a sandwich combination to be the successful team that you are. Good or bad teams, as long as you are keeping the ball longer of possession and you are actually getting the ball in pay dirt, you're going to see this Chiefs team be more successful than not.
No doubt about it. And that's the way you've got to approach this thing. Threes are useless. Sevens are what, you know, write the checks for you. So you got to go out there and put up sevens. And I think with this offense right now, there's no reason you shouldn't be in four down territory after the 50-yard line. You're too good not to be.
Mac, you love the aggressiveness.
Yeah, I've been wanting him from Andy for ages, and it feels like he's got the X-ray glasses on, dude. He can see all the cards. He's got cards under his legs, too. He can pull one out. He's got any hand at his disposal at this point. I'd love to see, talking about Kareem Hunt, it feels like we've got all of those roles, all that versatility that he can now actually put people in their best position to succeed. We were asking Kareem Hunt to do, honestly, more than he could do at this point in his career last season. And now it's like, hey, man, you do one thing maybe better than almost anyone in the league. You get 3 yards. When you're supposed to get 10, you get 3. When you're supposed to get 1, you get 3. And that's exactly what this team needs. I can't wait for him to get even a little bit more fancy with Kareem Hunt on a 4th-and-1 and Breshard Smith.
Well, and that's right, the name. Nobody even mentioned him in the 4th-down stuff is what Breshard Smith could do. I mean, we totally forgot about that guy.
Those two in the backfield together, I mean, it's just endless options, man. I'm pumped.
And with Kareem Hunt, too, it's you know, you've got to, you know, you sent that Liam Cohen video the other day of him standing up in front of his team, and which I really enjoyed watching
that later
him.
In the show.
I think it fits a little bit here where he basically said, this was on me, I'm the coach, and I've always said this to you guys, the job of the coach is to put people in position to be successful. That is your only job as the head coach and a manager. And Liam Cohen said, I didn't do that on a certain play. He took the blame for that. I like that. But that's what the coach's job is, put these guys in position to be successful. I think Andy Reid does a better job of it than anybody in the NFL, and that's why if he wants to start going for it on every 4th down past the 50 in plus territory, go for it, man. For it. Do it. And also with Kareem Hunt, too, you said he does that one thing. That was always Dayton Moore's thing. Do one thing every day to help your team win. If you do one thing every day to help your team win, and everybody does one thing to help their team win, you're going to be successful, and you had a good day. If Kareem Hunt picks up a 1st down on 3rd and 1 and runs hard and keeps the clock going, that's a good day for Kareem Hunt.
I just love that some things actually, like, when you want them, happen. Doesn't always happen like that. Life, sports, whatever. You're like, man, I wish this team would just start going for it on 4th down. You're watching all these other teams in the NFL do it, and you know they keep punting, and now they're going for it on 4th down. Man, I hope this offense is exactly what I can picture this offense in my head when it's all on the field at the same time. And then you saw it for the first time. You're like, okay, this is fun. You're like, okay, these things are actually happening. This is actually cool to see. I think that we can continue to see that moving forward because, like a kid in a candy store, Andy Reid has, you know, got an unlimited spending at Mr. Bulky in the mall in 1990, if you wanted it. So there was something that happened at Arrowhead. Do you believe this story?
So I don't. We're being kicked out for code of conduct, and our code of conduct was what?
That you are disrupting the enjoyment of
because we were standing up cheering for the Chiefs.
Excessively, yes.
Excessively cheering for the Chiefs.
No, excessively.
There he is.
Excessively standing.
We were only cheering when they're on
the
field.
So standing up and cheering when the Chiefs are on the field is excessive.
No. Like I said,
that's what we were doing.
They observed that you were non-compliant and that you never sat down.
We sat down during timeouts.
And he literally watched me sit down when they were on the field.
The second time the lady walked by, she was sitting down.
I was sitting down.
So I don't understand how it's a code of conduct issue for standing up cheering.
Again, I have told you that it's a non-compliance issue. If you have further issues with our decision, then you can call into the Chiefs on Monday. But I can assure you there will not be a refund because it was a code of conduct violation.
And just so I'm clear, the code of conduct violation was standing up and cheering.
Standing excessively.
Hey, do you guys stand up and cheer for the Chiefs?
No.
No?
That's my favorite.
It's the best part. They ask Lion fans, no.
No.
And gun.
I'm not buying that story. I'm not. No. Those people are trying to get out there and scam the Chiefs and giving them a refund or whatever the case may be. I don't know how many games I've been to as a fan. I've been doing this with Ralph before COVID, right? We've been going probably since 2017 or 2018. At least one game a year as a fan, and now we're sharing season tickets. I go to about 4 or 5 games a year now in the crowd. I have not sat once at Arrowhead Stadium since I don't know that I even sat ever at Arrowhead Stadium. I went to one game in like 03 and we sat in the gold level and we all sat up there. You know, it was nothing like it is now going out to Arrowhead or whatnot. And that's the last time I remember sitting at Arrowhead 22 years ago, okay? That is not true. I am not buying that at all. You are not just standing. Because if they were kicking fans out for standing and cheering excessively, the whole stadium would be ejected. I hope the Chiefs stand their ground and not let these people try to take advantage of them, because I don't think anybody is buying that. And it's making the rounds nationally and all this kind of stuff. We need to put the kibosh on that, okay? Nobody gets kicked out of Arrowhead for standing. No. Otherwise, the entire stadium. How many times do you guys sit on Sunday? When they go to the 2 minute and 17 second timeout and a commercial break, people sit down. That's it.
That's it.
Then as soon as that clock hits zero, everybody else stands. Everybody's cheering. Everybody's yelling. They were doing obviously something other than what they claim right there. And then they had the camera in the lady's face as she's trying to do their job. Come on now.
She handled it pretty well.
She was great.
She was great.
She was fantastic.
Somebody says, in the upper deck, you have to sit if asked in the upper deck.
Wow.
That's why my seat was gnarly last week. I was last row, 50-yard line. There was a cement block behind me, and there was a little shelf. You could put your empties behind you. It's great.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's good, yeah.
So the whole time. First exit, straight up, beer concession, food concession, John.
Yeah, there you go.
I love that seat. Yeah. I could see everything. Every holding call.
Was everybody standing in the upper deck when you were?
When the Chiefs run offense, you better
believe
it.
Of course they were. Yes, of course they were.
And then everybody sat about at the two-minute warning in the second quarter. They said, well, this one's good.
Yeah.
Boys, you want to leave at the start of the fourth or the end of the third? I said, it can't be both.
Yes. So did anybody tell you to sit down?
No. There was nobody behind me.
No, that's what I'm saying.
The only people behind me was like underneath the press box where people sit in those seats.
Yeah.
And so like I was literally last row.
But you didn't tell anybody else to sit down, did you?
No.
Mac, did you tell anybody to sit down? Where were you sitting on Sunday for the game?
I was the third level somewhere.
You were the upper deck?
The upper deck, yeah.
Did you get told to sit down?
Gosh, no.
Did you sit in the upper deck when you were watching the game?
Not really,
no.
Okay. No.
Yeah.
It is weird that they said that they were getting kicked out for excessive standing.
I'm not buying that. Yeah, I'm just not.
I don't know why the employee said that is all I'm saying.
Because she's on camera and, you know, probably didn't want to say anything that they could use against her or something of that nature. But obviously it wasn't excessive standing that you got kicked out for because the entire stadium stands. I don't like that kind of stuff.
Somebody from the 573 says, I have a friend who sits in that section where that happened. His text to me that night was that various season ticket holders in that section were getting people kicked out for standing during the game.
Oh, come on.
Wow.
They had to be doing other things than just standing.
Like, please.
The whole stadium stands.
I also could see that somebody could just bitch and moan about something so minute of standing where, like, if you're... And it's also, like, the other thing I will say is that... Like,
if you're a season ticket holder, though, you know the drill.
The other thing I'd like to know is that, like, I would love to see, like, how people were asking people to sit.
Yes.
Like, are you being the person back, like, sit down? Or are you like, hey, ma'am, like, would you mind, like, sitting?
Yeah, I'll sit if you...
Right. Like, yeah, if it's a nice conversation. But, yeah, if it's the sit down and it turns into
standing
nasty.
Harder.
And people have been drinking.
I'm standing for longer at that point.
Yeah, at that point
Because that's what I heard, like, when you sit in the lower area, nobody sits. Like,
nobody sits. The whole lower deck stands. That's where I am. I mean, that's, you know, nobody sits down there.
But, again, like, if that is the rule... And people are asking you to sit, then like you kind of have to abide by the rule, right? Like if somebody's like, hey, up here, it's kind of known, like you sit, like we'll stand when it gets, you know, when it's the moment, you'll know, everybody will stand up. It's like, you know, you go to church and the band comes out before the service starts, you're like, all right, here we go, you know?
Yep, then
you sit back down, you know, when Father comes out to give the sermon. But like when you go to a game, if that's what it is, and you're not a season ticket holder, and these people are, if the rule's the rule, the rule's the rule. But again, it's like, again, I go back to, there's a lot of pieces we don't know. Like, how were they asked to sit down?
Yeah.
Were those people, of course, when they're putting themselves on the camera, where they turn around and be like, shut the F up,
free country,
mm-hmm. you know? Yep. You just don't know.
You don't know. And
again,
then that's the thing. Where are the rest of the stories? What did those people say to get them kicked out? It wasn't just the...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
And then the best part is, do you guys stand during the Chiefs games?
No. I'm a Lions fan.
Lions fan.
Yeah.
That's the wrong people.
And also, why is it these people that got kicked out? If it's been a rule and people aren't, you know, abiding by it, why all of a sudden now this is happening? I guarantee you it is more than just excessive standing at this point.
I call smoke. Coming up on the other side.
I call cap.
Yeah.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.